a power running attack in a pass-happy league, it's worked for the Vikings, and their ability to forge a dominant ground attack while also tending to the pass-happy nature of football today is talent and versatility at the tight end position.
We try to move that guy around a lot. It helps that we have some guys that are talented and versatile that we can do those things. Those guys all have high football IQs, so we're able to do a lot of things with them. There are a lot of offenses that are going to two tight end sets and being very efficient with that and successful with those guys on the field. If they have two guys that they believe in, we definitely think we have two that we believe in that can cause some mismatches for opposing defenses.
Kyle Rudolph is a talent the entire league now believes in after he collected 9 touchdowns last season and also captured Pro Bowl MVP honors.
But Kyle Rudolph is doing a great job for us. Was fortunate enough to get selected to go over to the Pro Bowl and brought home MVP honors. And he's just continued to roll since those things have occurred. He's still working hard, all in, working hard in the weight room, making unbelievable plays on the field. So there's not much more we can ask of Kyle in regards to what he's doing in terms of trying to help the Vikings be the best that they can be.
But Coach Johnson cautions not to pigeonhole Rudy as a one-phase player. The third-year pro from Notre Dame has improved as a blocker.
I think that people take for granted what he does with our run game. You know, we have Adrian Peterson, who's the NFL MVP, ran for over 2,000 yards. That's well documented. And in order to do that, you got to have some people up front that are getting some things done in the blocking department. And Kyle is one of those guys, along with the rest of our offensive line and receivers. So he plays a big part in that, and he's definitely improved in that regard. And I think that goes unnoticed when you start catching the ball a lot.
One guy who often goes unnoticed but who plays an integral part of the offense and special teams is the Vikings do everything tight end / fullback / utility player Rhett Ellison.
He is extremely tough, extremely smart, does all the dirty work, doesn't mind getting physical, mixing it up. He's one of those guys that does everything pretty good. He can catch the ball and run routes. And so whatever's asked of him, he does a great job of doing just that. And he plays a big part on our special teams. He's a four-phase guy. And, glad to have him. He's definitely someone that may not get all the highlights and may not get noticed a whole lot, but is doing a great deal for us out there on the field.
Speaking of doing a lot on the field, John Carlson was one of the team's top performers during OTAs and minicamp. He's looking to rebound from an injury-riddled first season in purple.
Without a doubt, he's having an exceptional offseason in regards to running routes, catching the ball, making plays. He's put on a little weight, good weight, lean muscle mass, and seems to be moving faster. So if he can stay healthy, we are very excited about what he brings to the table in regards to helping us.
Yes, the Vikings ask a lot of the tight end group, but the man in charge of preparing those guys for battle is confident in the men he'll bring to training camp this year.
Excellent group of guys. Young group, smart group, tough. They're all in. Continually seeing those guys make plays and do things the right way and being consummate professionals, you have no choice but to get on board and do the same thing.